Ancient Warfare, Heinrich Schliemann, Part 4, The End. Once the trial over the Trojan treasure was over, Heinrich Schliemann acted with a friendship gesture toward the Istanbul Archaeological Museum. Remember, the court ordered him to pay 50,000 francs, even though Schliemann believed its value was at least 1 million francs. Instead of paying the 50,000 francs, he sent 250,000 francs, 7 large vases, and 4 sacks full of stone implements, all of which he had found at Troy. That broke the ice with the Ottoman government. The skilled businessmen now asked for permission to continue digging at Troy from Safet Pasha, and received his papers of approval in April of 1876, about the same time that the Greek government finally granted Schliemann permission to dig at Mycenae. So Schliemann decided to wait on Troy and headed for Mycenae. Of course, in Mycenae, he hit the treasure jackpot. Excavating in a circle area inside the citadel of Mycenae, he found multiple graves and found over 23 pounds of Mycenaean gold that is today the centerpiece of the archaeological museum in Athens. Later, Schliemann excavated Odysseus' palace in Ithaca, but found nothing of value there and ended that dig. So back to Troy, Schliemann went. Actually, it was his 6th trip to Troy. This time he was not alone. Well, on the one hand, we have many scholars who believe that he had actually found Troy. So some famous archaeologists joined the excavation, and as a result, it was a much more serious set of work that was done. Well, the other side is the Turks. They are certainly going to watch this dig very carefully. The Turkish government sent one special commissioner, but they also sent 10 policemen to watch everything. Then on October the 21st, 1878, Schliemann again found treasure. 20 gold earrings, a number of spiral rings, 2 heavy bracelets of electrum, 11 silver earrings, 158 silver rings, and a large number of gold beads. And then just a few days later, he found another small hoard. This time, unfortunately for him, he was only allowed to keep 1/3 of what he found. The rest would go to the Archaeological Museum in Istanbul. In 1879, Schliemann found another bracelet and a few earrings. After that, he found no more treasure, at least not at Troy. Growing old, Schliemann returned to Athens and built a house that he had designed himself. It was built in the middle of the city, and he called it the Palace of Troy. Later, many scientists visited Troy. Various congresses were held there in the presence of Schliemann to discuss what he had found, the historical background, and all sorts of things. Then on an excursion to Mount Ida, he was soaked to the skin in a rainstorm. And after that, the terrible pain in his ears that had started prior to the Mount Ida trip worsened. Even after an operation, the pain returned, and even more terrible than before. Against the advice of his doctors, he left the hospital and went to Naples. Schliemann died in Naples in 1890. His coffin was transported to Athens, and he was buried on a place opposite the Acropolis, in accordance with his will. After Schliemann's death, his best friend, Wilhelm Dorpfeld, continued the excavation at Hissarlik. Dorpfeld always insisted that everything be photographed, labeled, and minutely examined before it was thrown away. Being always in a hurry, Schliemann refused to do this because he thought it was a waste of time. But the real systematic excavations at Troy started with Dorpfeld. The first plan of Troy was done by him, but the most detailed work was done by Carl Blagan from Cincinnati, Ohio. His Cincinnati expedition, the American group, began excavating in 1932 and spent 7 seasons at Troy, examining the smallest details. And they worked up until 1939, which of course is the beginning of World War II. It was Blagan who separated the different levels and examined the remains of 9 cities. He also dated them according to the fire traces, ceramics, and buildings, but mostly according to historical events. So that brings us up into the modern era. And of course, after World War II, excavations have continued, and they continue to this day. They've now expanded outward and away, finding all sorts of things and traces of the actual size of the city and the wells and the springs and everything else that has gone on. So next we'll begin to look at the different levels. Now, if you're interested in the levels, I would suggest that you go to Bob Packett on YouTube, and I have some visuals of how that works. It's a Camtasia program on the levels. There's a walkthrough of the site as well, and the background of the geography. So that is Bob Packett on YouTube, or History According to Bob on YouTube might end up in the same situation, but that one will bring you there very quickly. So the sources for this, Troy by Askin, Troy 1700 to 1250 BC by Fields, Guide to Troia Willusa by Korfman, In Search of the Trojan War by Wood, Helen of Troy by Hughes, The War at Troy by Quintus of Smyrna, and The Gold of Troy by Tolsikov Tretsiev. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation. Thank you.